Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. The songwriter says, I know the Lord answered prayer. We just heard from Reverend Clay Evans and the Fellowship Choir. God bless you as you sit back and relax and abase yourself as we go into the inner courts and behind the veil to praise God. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
And every planet in space took its rightful place. Thou who rolled the celestial ball into space, baptized it with a liquid mist, ordered a variety of blooming flowers, transfigured into a marvelous attraction. Thou, O God, we come tonight with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come with worship. With our minds stayed on thee. Lord, times are difficult now. We're living in times whereby civilization is torn by degradation, and it flirts with doom and disaster. High-mindedness runs our streets like a mad dog and beats in uncertain paths. Selfishness has evaporated the milk of human kindness, while pain and panic chase each other like June bugs in the summer sun. Here we are, oh God, in a mean world. Violence and upheaval, joy and sorrow. Those who listen to my voice, today some are downtrodden. Some can't pay their bills. Some have children who steal to support a drug habit. Some are living in what's supposed to be a home, but it's a house. Some, oh God, don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But Lord, we come tonight with our minds knowing that you have all power in your hands. Father, hear me if you will. You heard Daniel in the lion's den. You heard the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Please hear us right here and right now. Oh, Lord, somebody in radio land, hear my voice right here and right now. They've tried some of everybody. They've tried some of everything. And now, move them to try you. Oh Lord, we know that the answer is in the church. We know that the school does not have the answer. We know that the government doesn't have the answer. Welfare reform is hurting some of our people. Some people won't be able to make their ends meet. But oh Lord, that mother who's struggling to keep bread on a children's table all by herself. That child who's gone astray. Let him come to be like David when he said, I was glad to me. Oh, let us go to the house of the Lord. Ah, Father, settle down in their heart tonight. Ah, Father, give them a tip going mind, if it be thy will. And now, Lord, when it's all over, when the battle's been fought, victory's been won, gotta stand before just God. Yeah, somewhere. Give us a resting place. Give us a church-going mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Abraham.
Yes, God bless you. The songwriter says, in Jesus' name, we don't want Abraham, that we want Jesus. Come on with me, if you will, and let's go to church. Let's worship our God. Let's sit back and enjoy the worship of God, because truly he is able. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. I say it again. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Our P.O. Box is 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, it's Fivefold Ministries, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. This is also our disclaimer that the music that you hear belongs to the artist. All rights go to them, and we are here to promote those sounds of Zion and encourage you to get those CDs. You know why? When you can worship and praise God, as Jesse K said, that you know what? That trouble don't last always. So let us just go in and relax and turn it over to Jesus and leave it at the foot of the cross. All right, now, remember, you listen to the Fivefold Ministry each week and on the weekend that we reverence and praise God. Amen. Amen.
Come on. He may not come when you want it, but he's on time. Lots of trouble found him to be a friend of mine. With the other verse. Hey. May not come when you want him, but it's on time. Times of trouble found him to be a friend of mine. Strong clouds behind, want you to know he'll be there. Help you to bear, to bear, to bear. Everybody, I'm going. He's gonna go. I'm gonna preach. Drop it on. I'm so glad. Drop it on, lad. Come on, here's the favorite part. Say, weeping, man, weeping, endure. Yes, we are having a good time with Jesse K and all of the different artists for tonight. It says, let's go to church and celebrate our God. Why don't you go with me as we abase ourselves and go into the inner court and behind the veil? You know why? If God can't do it, it just can't be done. We love the Lord, we reverence him, and we praise him. There is nothing like our God, and we want to just celebrate. Sit back and relax and worship him. Forget about everything to your left, to your right, to your troubles, your job, your kids, even yourself, and just give God the glory. Just take a few minutes to say, thank you, Lord, that I am in the land of the living, that I have a chance to eternal life. I am so grateful to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. You know why? Because our God is able, he loves us, and we do not want him to pass us by. Let us listen to Ebenezer AME Church. Amen. Amen. Come on, can call him in the noonday. We can call him every hour. And we can say, Savior, do not pass us by. That is so good to know that you can be satisfied, you can be uplifted, you can be reassured that God is on your side. Good God Almighty, let us listen to Todd Dudley and Smokey Norkel as they sing praises to God that we are satisfied in him alone. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will be satisfied with you. 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 Yeah.
I will trust
in the Lord all my days. Yeah.
I will trust
in the Lord all my days.
All my days.
Yes, wherever God lead us, we are going to be satisfied. When we let the power of the Holy Ghost lead us, we can be reassured that we will not go in the wrong direction. We love the Lord so much that we like to exalt, edify, and encourage you to let you know that the Lord is blessing you right now. God bless you again, and let us sit back and enjoy the worship. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, I just love the choir. The choir said, the Lord is blessing me right now. I know that the Lord is blessing you too right now. God can do anything but fail. Our God is supreme. We love him. We know that even when the storm passes over, that our God is able to take care of us. Yes, he can. Let us listen to Fulfill Purpose TV as we sing, the Lord is blessing us right now. We thank God so much as we come together in worship and praise that we can just enjoy the songs of Zion, especially when that storm is passing over. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know some of you been fighting a storm, but the storm ain't gonna pass until it finishes. And some of you coming out of it, take it, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the storm. wondering what this preacher is selling, I'm going to go ahead and pull it out of the bag. I'm selling hope this morning. I'm selling hope. I'm trying to sell you the fact that it won't be like this always. I'm trying to sell you on the fact that there's a potential that you can lay down tonight and get up in the morning and everything change. It won't be long from now. The psalmist said it like this: for in his anger it's for a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will. Weeping may, but joy will. It won't be long from now.
It won't be long from now.
That's what I love about salvation, that the storm will pass over, that it will not be like this always, that our God can do anything but fail. If we trust the Lord, give it over to him, that we can have that victory. God bless you again as we go into the inner courts and behind the veil to worship God. You know why? Because God poured his love out on us each and every day. And we love him and we praise him. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and just praise God as you full praise. And J.J. Haston, just praise God together. That's Harrison, praise God together. I am so excited. I get tongue-tied when I have to praise my God. Amen, amen.
You love me too much.
Yes, it says that Jesus loved us so much that he loved us down to our soul. Good God Almighty, that is a lot of love when God can love you that much down to your soul that we should love him the same way. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to get in touch with us or if you would like to have prayer, please give us a call at 410-661-4103. Again, that's 410-661-4103. We would love to intercede with you, to touch and agree with you, because if God can't do it, it just can't be done. We love to worship God. You know why? Because when we worship God, there is such an overflow of blessing. There is an overflow that we know that our God can do anything but fail. You just got to trust in the Lord and to know that he is there for you, and he will be there for you always. You got to just believe it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Let us continue to go into the inner courts and behind the veil, and let us worship him with Sina, that there is an overflow. Amen.
The Lord is doing my reality.
To hear that song, when you have to have the confidence to know that you are favored by God. God loved us so that he sent his only son that he would die for us. That death, that burial, and that resurrection confirm that God loved us and he is the repairer of the breach. Only through that death, burial, and resurrection can we have the victory. You know, I thank God so much that what can we do without the Lord? What would we have? How would our life be if we didn't turn it over to Jesus? I would encourage you today to accept salvation and get to know the God that we know, because truly he is a great God, he is an awesome God, and we love him. Let us continue to worship and praise our Lord. Amen with Ty Tribbett. Amen.
I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Because I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Because I can't live without you. My heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord, to the take control. Can I try to go, try it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. Take control, 'cause I've tried it all. Tried it on my own.
the songwriter says that I cannot live without God. You know, we cannot do without the power and the glory, the mercy and the grace of our Father. Truly, we love him even in the beginning of time that he created us and fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament to the New, that our God is faithful, he is reliable, and he loves us, his creation. Just exalt, edify, and encourage him, and treat others the way you want to be treated. God says that we are to exalt, edify, and encourage one another. But I want to say to you, friend, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say it at all. Shut your mouth up. If I step on your toes, just say ouch. You got to be careful of the words that you say to people, so that you can build them up and not tear them down. Look at yourself in the mirror each and every day and say, God, how can I serve you? And be a reflection of light, a reflection of love, a reflection of goodness and forgiveness. You know, this is a new year. This is a 2023, and there is nothing but blessings that's coming forth, and we want to receive them in the grace in the mercy of our Lord. You know, God, grace is sufficient for us. So we want to encourage you as we sit back and continue to worship God, that we know that he can do anything but fail. You know why? Because our God is always with us. Our God is there for us, and our God is in the midst of us, letting us know that he loves us, because our God reigns. If God can't do it, then it just can't be done. I want to encourage you again to just show love one to another, and let us listen to Todd Dudley. Amen.
Yeah.
Songwriter tell us that we need to call on the name of the Lord, because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. And we love him so. He sent his only begotten son to let us know that God is here, that God is in the midst of us. As we look at Martha Menendez, that God is here as she sings the best to the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that she loved him so and she wants to reverence him because she knows that her God is here, that our God is here, and he's in the midst of us. Let us worship and praise him each and every day. Amen. Amen. Close enough in the inner courts and behind the veil when you worship God to know that he is near. Because our God reigns. Our God sits high, he look low. Our God is with us each and every day, that we are to praise him and to remember him. Each and every day should be our Sabbath of worship and praise and honor and glorifying our God. You know why? Because God reigns. And let us listen to William Murphy as we get ready to close out. Amen.
Will you clap your hands right here? Come on.
Our God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Heaven, Lord, you reign.
Yes, with power and majesty, the songwriter says that our God reigns. Yes, he does, that he sits high, he looks low, and that he loves you and you are his beloved. God bless you again. You have been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. You can hear us each week on this radio station as well as on TV. God bless you. God bless you. And I want you to know that you are God's beloved. And remember, treat others the way that you want to be treated. Say things out of your mouth that will exalt, edify, and encourage. When you do that, you are saying to God, thank you, Lord, because you know that without him putting that breath in your body, that you wouldn't be able to worship our God. Let us close out with Smokey Norfolk, and God bless you, and stay encouraged. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Amen.
Thank you.